You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys.
George Harrison, what is life? A question that ponders in many folks' minds. Hey, Rob.
Dude.
What is life? That's the question. What
Don't
is
ask
life?
Me that. It's...
What is love? What is life? Moving on, shall we? This is a song taken from the debut album Remedy, Eighth Basement Jacks, with a 2000 single,
Bingo Bango.
Oh, now we've started. That was British Electric Dance Duo, Basement Jacks. Throwing the cobwebs off and getting us ready for the weekend. Raving and misbehaving. Why not? Why not, Robert, eh?
Good way to bring in the millennium, eh?
Too right. So as I said in the intro, we're going to be having a tune while with Daniel from...
By Two Tartis.
But first, let's hear a number by him.
Slip your trunks on, and I will light the light.
Now should be joined by the crooner of the outfit. Daniel, are you with us?
Hi, I certainly am, yes.
How are you doing, mate? You alright?
I'm not bad, actually, yeah. It's a nice, relaxed morning, so...
Oh, I don't know yet. You haven't had an interview yet. We're also joined in the studio by a fella that you might know and recognise the voice of.
My name's Robert Nichols, Dan.
Oh, Bob, you're there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm there as well.
Look at you two, little friends there. So what was that song we've just heard? What was that, Dan? Heroes and...
Hero and Leander, yeah. It's an old Greek myth about doomed lovers, and I updated it to make it about Middlesbrough.
Right.
As you do.
As you do, indeed. So who are By Two Tartis?
I should really prepare for these questions because it's one of the ones you always get asked, isn't it? We're kind of sort of in a Baroque pop band from the northeast, I suppose. Like chamber pop or something, I don't know.
Baroque, I like that.
We enjoy history. Yeah, well, Baroque's a word that comes up in a few of the reviews, so I thought I'd steal it because, you know, that's how people write their biographies now.
Yeah, that's it.
I stole most of your stuff, Bob, for it, so.
Circles.
Plagiarism going on all over the place here, isn't there?
Yeah, you're into history, though, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very much into history, just like yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs are about history, or at least they're about relationships through the prism of history. You know, use it as something to hang your hat on.
So you're a four-piece. Who's in the group?
There's myself and Robbie Major, who's the violin player. He used to be in Station Road, I think. Ben Muriel's the drummer. He was in a band called Junior Elvis, and also in Bob's band, Shrug, occasionally.
Yeah, great band.
They do us proud. And Ben Hopkinson's sort of the newest one. He's our guitarist, stroke pianist, stroke saxophone player, stroke whatever he gets his hands on.
He is the music man, he comes from down your way.
He certainly is, yeah. He's been doing loads recently for this film thing we've got tonight. It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a minute, because Rob was mentioning that to me off air. But first, I'd like to ask you, how did you four lads get working together?
Well, three of us were in Idiot Savant, which was our last band, and then Ben Hopkinson's a friend of Robbie's, but... I mean, we've known each other through various bands for so long. I mean, a lot of the bands around here, they all know each other. They all swap places, and it's very incestuous. So we've all played in each other's bands, and then it just ended up that Ben and Robbie ended up in Idiot Savant, and then we kept it going after Idiot Savant broke up.
And is that quite a new thing? Has that only been recent?
A couple of years now, I think. We started off just doing it because we enjoyed, I know it's like a social thing almost, and I just... had lots of songs that I wanted to do with the band. And then we started to take it a little bit more seriously, and we're in the middle of recording our debut album, which is due out in September.
So tell me about the album. Where are you recording that, and when will people be able to get the handle? You say September, but where? Is there a website in that?
It's getting a proper release. I'm not allowed to say too much just yet, because we haven't announced it all yet, but it...
Could have had an exclusive there, couldn't we? Release. You're not giving us an exclusive?
I can't, I'm afraid. No, we haven't signed anything yet, so... I think the boss would probably be a bit annoyed if I did. But we're in the middle of recording it now, various places, really. Just you know, doing a bit of home recording and a few studios, a few friends helping us out. It's going well. Yeah, it's sounding good so far. We've got the first song from it is due out on the NARC birthday compilation CD next month. So the first one will be out then, and then we can start, finishing it off and mixing it and everything. We had to rush the first one to get it done for this, but the rest of it will be taking a bit longer.
What song have you got on the NARC compilation?
It's a re-recorded version of an old one of ours called Old Songs. But it's been rewritten and updated, and it sounds really good, you know, it's a different song, really.
Because you like to do some quite unlikely old traditional covers, don't you, as well? Some old folk songs that you've sort of revived that give, you know.
Yeah, Ben Muriel's our folk expert. He used to run a folk night, he still does.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Sound of Silence.
He always gets on at me about, I mean, he got me into folk in the first place because we do some a cappella stuff at gigs. But I make a point of never listening to the songs that we cover beforehand, right, because I think if you listen to them, then you're going to end up doing them in a similar way. So I tend not to listen to them, and then Ben goes, it doesn't sound like that.
Talking about gigs, do you have any gigs coming up that people can catch you at? Because there's something going on tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, there's something tonight, which is a bit of an unusual one. It's not very representative, but it's interesting. It's a night called Cine Musique, which is at the Green Room, which is next to the Georgian Theatre in Stockton. And basically, we did it last year as well, and it's been going for a few years under a different name, Square Eyes, it used to be.
Mm.
And basically, bands will soundtrack an excerpt from a film. So we generally tend to edit a part of a film that we think would go well with some music, and then you make a new soundtrack for it, and then you play that soundtrack live. Well, not fully live, because you have to record some of it, because there's a lot on it.
Mm.
Behind the screen, so you only see our silhouettes, and you see the film projected and you hear the music. It's really interesting. The last one was brilliant, and in fact all the ones I've seen have been really good, and we've been lucky enough to be able to do it twice. We did it last year and we're going to do it again tonight.
What film are you getting the excerpt from?
It's this French Dadaist film from early in the 20th century called Ballet Mécanique. Manet, I think, Léger was the one who directed it. It's very posh. I just like to say leisure in that way.
Yeah. Baroque, leisure.
Exactly. Yeah, I must be feeling very Gaelic at the moment. We're looking forward to it. And Ben Hopkinson, the guitarist, has kind of taken the lead on this one because I'm working on the album a lot. But he's done something fantastic with it. You know, he's got he's a really good pianist. He can play any instrument. He's one of those types. Those are nice people who can just pick something up.
Yeah,
and he's just got everything on it. It sounds really good. It's quite minimalist, but it's really interesting. I think it's much better than the last one we did, which we were quite happy with that as well. So,
you've also done quite a few. Yeah. We've done some collaborations in the past, haven't you? Because you did something with the Year of Birds.
Yeah, the last one we did was a split with Year of Birds, the Cine Musique, and we did a split with Dress Like Wolves as well. Just bands that we like, you know, bands that we know. Ollie from Year of Birds used to be an idiot savant with me as well, know him very well. Dress Like Wolves, great band, great local band.
Yeah.
You know, Dick Dubbing's a great songwriter.
He is.
So it's nice to collaborate with those people because, you know, it's good to build up a scene, I suppose.
Of course it is. We've had Dress Like Wolves on the show before, and we also had last week, we had General Sherman on, and both of them on both occasions have sung the praises of you lads. So, isn't it? Yeah, you've come highly recommended. Is there any bands who you can recommend to us in the area who you think, they're worth checking out? These don't get the recognition they deserve.
They would have been the two that I would have picked out immediately, apart from, the obvious ones, the ones like Shogun Pellet. I don't think they need mentioning anymore. I think they're too ingrained in the social fabric of Teesside. Up-and-coming bands, it would be Dressed Like Wolves, and it would be General Sherman would be the two. We work quite closely with them both, and that's because of we enjoy their music, and we kind of drifted into each other's orbits. They're two, definitely. There's loads of bands who are a bit further afield, in Newcastle and Sunderland, Lake Poets and Natasha Hawes and people like that.
We've had them both on, We've had them both on, haven't we, Rob?
Yep. They're all songwriters. Yeah, they've all got songwriters. They've all got, the song at the core, haven't they?
Into big things as well, yeah. I think it's going to be a good year for them. Martin certainly seems to be taking right off. Yeah. He's just sold out two gigs in Newcastle at the Mining Institute in a few days, so it's looking good for him.
Yeah, Martin Legports, yeah.
We like to take the credit for them too, Rob, don't we? Because we reckon we scouted them before anybody else. We spreaded the word about them.
Yeah, you know, I'll bring it up with Martin next time, see if he can get
it. Rob, any questions from yourself?
No, I'm looking forward to tonight. I was interested. I was relieved when you said that there were excerpts from films, because somebody said to me, "Oh, one of the films is Metropolis. It's an hour long. It could go on for four or five hours tonight." Oh, I don't think so.
No, it's very short. I mean, ours is about 10 minutes tonight. last time was about 15-20. So you've got three sort of 15-minute-ish excerpts usually. It's done like a short film screening. Basically, you have the time where you can talk in between, have a drink and everything, and then everyone settles down and it's quiet, they turn the lights off and you watch it. But I think if it's too long, I think people's attention might start to wonder if you're doing three films. So it's nice and short. I always like to announce these things beforehand, because I'm constantly aware that people might need to go for a wee or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you come to hours, you've got 10 minutes to hold it in, basically. So.
To hold it in. It's a good tagline, that. Come watch us, you've got 10 minutes to hold it in.
Yeah.
I want to test something with you, Daniel, what I tested with Aaron from General Sherman last week. It was difficult to get out of him. Is there any bands in the area... Is there any bands in this area you think are overrated? Who get more credit than they deserve? We've talked about under ones who don't get the credit. Do you think is there any band that you think... You get too much hype.
Controversial.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do that on this show nowadays.
I'm not really... Well, I mean, there are one or two I probably wouldn't like to name, but there's bands who get a lot of hype that I think worked very hard and deserve it. I mean, like, for example, Collectors Club and Chapman Family, it's not the music I would normally gravitate towards, but I think they fully deserve the success they're having because they work their backsides off for it. There are other bands, though, that I just think... You just sound a bit like Bob Dylan, but worse. But I'm not going to mention any names.
I'm trying to get... I'm trying to get it like the 90s again, Blur and Oasis, just calling it to... It's not even happening,
No,
is it?
At the end of the day, whoever makes music, no matter how derivative and terrible, and they've got the right to do it, you know, even if the lyrics could have been written by a bus full of tourists, then...
It's coming out now! All we need is a name now.
I'm not going in particular, of course. I'm being hypothetical.
Yeah, of course.
How can people keep up to date with all your going on? Do you have a website, Twitter, Facebook, Bandcamp, etc., etc.?
Yes, we have all of those things. I'm the tweeter. It's mainly in the style of Aidan Moffat. I do most of my tweeting at 2 o'clock in the morning. But the Facebook's kind of the usual, just info and updates. The Twitter's just ramblings, as most people's Twitters are. So,
how can people find them on the World Wide Web?
It's Google, isn't it? You just type in "Buy Two Tickets" for the first thing that comes up. Now we've even displaced the asteroid. You know, we were behind the asteroid before, but now we're above the asteroid. Now we're above asterisks as well.
Oh yeah, asterisks and asteroids, yeah.
I mean, that was the main thing for us. You know, that was the main measure of success.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I could retire tomorrow and I'd be happy.
Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and thanks for joining us on There You Go. I hope it all goes all right tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for having us. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Would you like to introduce the last song, please?
Yeah, I assume this is one of the other two songs, actually. this is a song about a drunk we met in Glasgow. I know it's in Newcastle, but he was from Glasgow. It's called World's Worst.
When you shake my heart and never